This is KCUR 89.3. Kids in most Kansas City area school districts headed back to class this week. Sometimes kindergartners find the new routine overwhelming, especially if they didn't go to preschool. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains how summer programs can help ease the transition for young students.
2 weeks before school officially started, soon-to-be kindergartners were eating breakfast at Shawnee Mission's Merriam Park Elementary.
Well, I am a little boy, and my name is Colin.
It was already shaping up to be a pretty good day for Colin Graves.
The yogurt was yummy, and I didn't know this.
And that's really what kindergarten is about, new experiences. For the last several years, Shawnee Mission has tried to make sure its youngest students are ready for school with a 3-week summer program, Jumpstart to Learning.
The most fun thing I've done is watch a puppet show at a different Merriam Park.
That different Merriam Park was actually Shawnee Mission West, where the Jumpstart students went on a field trip. Leanne Neal is Assistant Superintendent for Early Childhood Education.
Every child in Jumpstart now has had a chance to ride the school bus, and they saw the puppet show, so they understand how to be an audience member, what the expectations are for an assembly.
Shawnee Mission served 360 incoming kindergartners at 20 sites this summer, the most that have ever participated in the program. The goal is to get students comfortable doing all the things they'll be expected to do on the first day of school, from eating in the cafeteria to sitting on the floor with their classmates.
We just filled our tummies, so we're ready to learn. What do we do with our backpack? And then what do we do with our bodies?
Sit on the rock.
Neal says Shawnee Mission tries to enroll students who might struggle with classroom procedures those first few weeks, usually children who didn't go to preschool.
What they report is that they see a growth in confidence in their child. Their child feels really comfortable coming to school.
Dustin Springer, an instructional coach at Merriam Park, says the kids who participate in Jumpstart become classroom leaders when school begins in August.
They're amazing peer role models. So they have that foundation for learning, and they have that mindset that, you know, these are the expectations that our teachers have for us. It almost rubs off on the other students who weren't a part of the program.
But early childhood education is expensive, and Jumpstart is no exception. Shawnee Mission funded its program with a $373,000 grant from the Greater Kansas City Community Foundation. And districts across the metro find kindergarten readiness to be well worth the investment. Kindergartners at Belton's Extended Year Elementary come for 20 extra days to get acclimated to the school. Lee Summit has a summer learning institute. Raytown lets kindergartners enroll in summer school. And some Blue Valley schools host kindergarten camps too.
Usually it's money that causes you not to be able to do some of those things you really wish you could do.
That's Dolores Brown, principal at Wendell Phillips Elementary in the Kansas City Public Schools. Brown was excited to host her school's first kindergarten camp earlier this month.
Unfortunately, many of our boys and girls may not have been to preschool, and so therefore some of the rituals, the procedures, and directions that you will expect students to have learned during the preschool programs, they may not have those skills.
So when Phillips got a school improvement grant from School Smart KC, Brown set aside a little of it for a 3-day kindergarten camp. She called families, mailed invitations, bought donuts, and waited for kids to show up on August 1st. But only a few did.
Now, what does happen in our school district? Some of our students enroll a little bit later on.
And that meant Brown couldn't reach out to those families.
Who writes this one?
I did.
The incoming kindergartners who did participate had a good time during their 3 days at Phillips, and Brown expects them to be little leaders this school year.
There you go.
Now I got it.
Got it? Okay, keep going.
But for children who set foot in a school for the first time this week without having been to preschool or kindergarten camp, they'll be playing catch-up from day one. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.